Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations.
Making sure you got a WAP. A wellness action plan. Today we talk about the importance of having a WAP. What's a WAP, Bianca?
A wellness action plan. Duh, Joe. What else?
A wellness action plan, you know. So I got that. I mean, the concept is probably in like some thesis books in some probably like, you know, in some college somewhere, but I got that concept from a good friend of mine, Courtney Chanel. She's a therapist and she always wanted to make sure that her cohort had a wellness action plan. So we're going to apply that to our Yoni magic.
Yes. So in our wellness action plan, I think it's very important to part of my wellness action plan is starting my day with intention. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important how you start your day aligns, you know, the first things you think about in the morning and how you start your day sets the tone for your day. So for me, I like to set the tone for my day even before I go to sleep at night. So when I'm going to sleep, right before I'm going to sleep, because this is the most powerful time when you go to sleep and when you wake up, like that REM sleep is the most powerful time for your subconscious and your manifestations. So I use that time of me falling asleep. And when I'm in that little lucid, not REM, I'm sorry, in that lucid dreaming state to set my intentions for the next day. So, and I realized that when I do it, I have like a really great day. And when I don't do it, I can see the difference as well. And then I like to go for my gratitude walks. You see, like, I usually call you in the morning. So
yeah. And you post it sometimes.
On our gratitude walks. And for me, I'm just trying to, you know, it's my routine, but I'm really trying to show him and instill routine in him. So, you know, every morning we take our gratitude walks. And then even like today or yesterday, my partner asked me about taking a different shift at work. And he was like, do you want me to do the morning shift or the night shift? And I told him, like, I need you to do the morning shift because I have to get into my routine. There's just a certain routine that I have for me mm-hmm. throughout the day. And when you're here, you kind of throw my routine off. So, and then, like I said, too, it's just a certain routine that I'm trying to instill within Seven that, you know, I always joke around and say, like, you know, my partner's he's a little muggle. So, you know, he wants to do his little low vibrational muggle things in the morning. And that's totally fine. But yes. Like when I'm not, and I have a half breed muggle baby, but I'm trying mm-hmm. to show him, you know, the power of intention and aligning yourself with your day.
Yeah.
Be mindful of every part of, you know, your day and make it count.
Yeah.
So, how do you guys, like, what are your routines like? Do you like to, like, wake up and journal? Do you do affirmations? Do you like yoga? Like, that's usually how I start my day.
So, my WAP is multi-tiered, okay?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. My WAP has
the
layers.
Multi-level coochie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's a coochie regimen. No, so my wellness action plan is breaking sectors of mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the things I do for all three chambers happen throughout the course of the day.
Right.
For me, in my field of work, it's indicative of my mindset and my mind space. So, like, it's a good pressure to always have to be consciously intentional about staying well and being mm-hmm. in a state of service, and that means having my cup full enough so that I can serve the overflow because
right.
I'm in a service-based business. So in the my mornings look like complete stillness and complete silence.
Yes.
And depending on the course of what's going on in my life, I'll just literally lay, or I'll sit up and I'll do, like, in a very, and I sometimes I plank on the wall kind of thing. Like, I'll sit on the wall, like I'll squat on the wall until it starts burning, and then I'll just, talk to my body, like, connect with my core, and connect my core to my mind, and connect my mind to, like, this morning I woke up and I was like a complete state of gratitude, like, thankful another day. Before I opened my eyes, I began my morning prayer, I did my meditation, and that's when my alarm goes off. My pre-lemon alarm goes off. So my alarm goes off about 15 minutes before her alarm goes off. And I learned a little hack. Like, my alarm is a little bit more silent now, so that I don't wake her up when I'm waking up, because it's the walls are thin. So, like, I just carve out that time for myself, the intentionality. I, say my morning prayers. I sit on the wall. Like, engage my core, engage the bottle, my bodily circulatory system. I usually do, like, oregano water, or, like, a juice, or, like, something clear that I can see through. No cloudy beverages early in the morning before my coffee. Anything Ayurvedic, then, all of my Ayurvedic techniques. My sea moss and berries, whatever blend I got going, take a shot of that. I use the bathroom, because shortly after that, that's when, my body passes any toxins from the night before. So, like, I wake up, I use the bathroom. If it's a busy day, I'll shower then. But usually I shower after I've done, like, my first co course of work, because I've showered the night before. And then after I get a good sense of, like, what I'm doing today, like, I check my iCal or I check my Google Cal. My daughter's already up, so I give her the space to get ready. I clear the energy. We're playing meditation music, or classical, or some jazz. We love Coltrane.
Jazz. Yes, we
We
love jazz.
love some Coltrane over here. We are a Coltrane clique. So, I
That's
set her
what.
up. I anoint her head. She's out the door. I can't say the timeline, 'cause I don't want to, like, because you could, I don't want you running down on my daughter. But she's out the door. So by 7:30, the house is to myself, and that's when I begin my workflow for the day. Throughout the course of my workflow, I'm having meditation music, or engaging in a
All
mind.
day. You come in my house, all I have is either silence or it's meditation music.
Throughout the day, even if I have my headphones on,
Or
I'm not.
bay or jazz. Yeah,
I
because I
love
like
Oh my gosh, classical and jazz are my two top
and
genres
seven, like
before
seven
everything.
just be chilling to jazz. Like
I
today
think
I
he responds to it well.
yeah, he loves jazz. Like even when I was pregnant with him, I
I
listened
was
to a
gonna
lot of
say,
jazz.
he been listening to jazz, 'cause he been
And
you
then
been
like
new.
I've been taking him to the altar and pulling a card in the morning. Coming, taking him into the kitchen and showing him the ingredients that I put in the shake, or when I'm making him his formula. So yeah, we've gotta definitely have a regimen routine.
I don't always eat breakfast, because especially I don't always eat. I have, like, I'm a breakfast girl for sure, but, like, I know how my body takes to food so early in the morning, and, like, that'll kind of, like, relegate, like, how often I use the bathroom throughout the day. So depending on, like, this season, like right now, I'm eating less and drinking more, because I'm on a purity slash clarity. I'm not even gonna call it a fast. I'm just way more intentional about what's going in my body, because I'm trying to do something right now. I'm in writing mode and editing mode, so I gotta keep my head clear. What I'm putting in my body is definitely coming
Absolutely.
out. So, I will say, like, around by noon or one, we're already hearing from each other. By that time, we've exchanged several toxic memes, and.
Yes. By that time, it's yeah.
Yeah, around noon my time, you're already up and you're at it. I have my work task. Depending on the day and who I'm working for, I'm on the workflow. And my day ends around 4 by the time my daughter is fully home, vested, and she has her bearings. So by that time, dinner should be done, and pre-dinner is made, which means that she comes home to an afternoon, like, meal, not snack, meal. And dinner, and, like, while she's eating her afternoon snack, we get downloads, we hang out, we catch up, we talk about the day, we go over her coursework, dinner's made, we have dinner together, we watch TV, and in between that, I'm still working. And then around the evenings, while she's ironing her clothes and preparing her clothes for tomorrow, I'm wrapping up my work day so I can be available for her shutdown. And I'm shutting down myself. And throughout the day, I do fellowship with my different friends. I do communicate with my contacts, and I'm just getting better with implementing my nigga somewhere around there. Like,
Because
I've been doing so
you
good.
don't got that much we don't got that much space.
I've been doing so good.
Well, that's good.
I've been doing
I'm
so
happy
good.
that you make your love life a priority, like you make
Yeah.
your or
Yeah.
like you love women.
Yeah, I didn't think that it was necessary. I think that the standstill that I spoke about in the last episode came from me not prioritizing. And it doesn't mean you put a nigga first. It just means if it's important to you, add it into the important
And
things.
you know what? And even for me, because like, you know, I've realized that there's some things that I could do to show more gratitude to my nigga. Like,
Yeah.
you know, I'm not the most affectionate person. Like,
Me neither.
so
Isn't that
I be
strange how
forgetting.
we're so
I
loving
be
to each other
yeah,
and
we're
we
so
are like.
loving, but like, I be forgetting. Like, oh, he needs a kiss. Like, because he comes and he kisses me all the time. That I forget that, oh, you need to go kiss him. Like, you need to go
That's his
initiate.
language. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, today, something, I forgot what happened, whatever. He was like, yeah, because nobody kisses me. And I was like, fuck. Like, so, yeah, it was just a mental note.
Yeah,
Like,
I think that's part of the wellness action. That's part of the WAP. We should include our partners in the WAP.
yes.
No, for sure. And I think
You
that
don't
the
have
and
to swap for no reason.
yeah, it's not, you know, I can't be selfish with this WAP. You know, I gotta
Okay.
share it. And
Then
if it,
what?
and I think in it shows. It's so fruitful when I'm mindful and I'm able to like be present. And when I'm present, I mean, I'm always present when we have a one-on-one time. But like I know this sounds crazy, but I really love when he tells me his business.
Yeah, you say that all the time. Like, I love my business.
I love when he tells me his business. You know, he would give me the tea, and I just be like, and I put my phone down. I'd be sitting down, my head be in my chin, like I might in my hands, my chin be in my hands.
In awe.
I'd be swinging my feet, and I'd be like, "What he said?" And then, huh?
We love when a nigga open up.
Oh my God, I love what he said, but I have to make space for that. And like, I can't be overwhelmed or I can't be, my mind can't be absent. I have to be on top of my wellness to offer him that space so that he feels, you know, that I'm his safe place. And I think that my biggest flex is how I show up for my family and my friends. But like, I think it's, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think my biggest flex is being his peace. I know. And I'm really loving how we argue. Because it's really it's disagreements. Like
It's not an
even
argument.
it's not an argument. And he be asking, are we fighting?
No. Are we fighting? No, we're not. We're just disagreeing, and it's okay. And it's okay.
That's all right. And I think that's a part of my wellness too, like making sure that I'm present for my relationship because those things feed me too. And being present for him is being
Look
present
at you
for a part of
growing up
myself.
because 6 months ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Because you're dragging
Oh,
me.
we need those wind chimes. Do-do-do-do.
But not to, you know, it's just important for, and it's a part of my wellness. You know, if I know that that's a person that keeps me, you know, keeps my head on a swivel, that's encouraging me, that's keeping me sharp at work, that's, you know, loving me in the correct way, I should pour into that person.
No, we
And
need to
that,
pour into that. We need to give
yeah.
where we're receiving from.
Oh yeah, and this is why I'm present for my friends in a specific way. Like I have friends that feed that and nurture that hustle in me, you know. Friends that match my work ethic that we can talk about work things with, you know. Friends that are
Right.
in relationship. I have a lot of married friends and a lot of friends that are in like committed relationships. So I know my crowd of when to talk about my nigga too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna talk about him to my, you know, the hoes that's not chose.
Right, exactly. Okay. Because the bitter kid.
I don't know any. God is so good. I don't have anybody
That
like
is
in
so
my
good.
camp. But
No.
you
For
know,
real.
and just curating my day to be around the people that love me and feed me and keep me and aid to my wellness. That's a part of my plan too. And I think that what not I think, I know that when I'm showing up as my best self, it vibrates to everybody around me. And that's the brand, right? Being well enough to take
Being
care of
well.
my responsibilities. So and people can trust me more because they know my priorities are in line, you know. And I want to be like a dependable partner. I want my partner to come to me in good and bad time and know that I got his back because I know how to delegate my time and I'm gonna be available for
Right.
him. You know, I'm not just here to listen to your business. I'm here to attend to it too. and like have your back and like build and structure things,
Yes. I
so
mean, that's why we are like the neck. You
right.
know?
We got
So
the wop in the neck, right?
we got the shit. This is a pussy power pack. Speaking of pussy power pack, head on over to BUBB.com and grab yours today. You got a mini Amrita and a full size Yoni bar for only $33.
Wait, hold on. Let me see.
I actually think it's $30. Oh, what, you got a drop? Oh, girl.
That's all I need.
That's all you need. You better
Because the
savor
Bible
it.
said the anointed is not on you, is in you.
It's in you.
Amen. So
Amen.
I am Amrita.
May the church say amen. You are flowing. You are the nectar of nectars.
I got nectar.
I got nectar. I am nectar.
I secrete it. Amen.
Oh my God.
Let's take a second to really stretch our hands forth to our partners because it takes a very
Okay.
special and strong man to deal with women such as us.
For real.
Yes,
Let's have a
yes.
moment of silence for the
Right.
strong men.
Right. For the strong men, may we love them, may we support them, and may we offer them a healthy WAP.
Okay, you see,
A
seven.
healthy
I
wellness
help
action plan.
you. Yeah, because you need it.
You need to be well.
You need to be well to get this WAP.
And let me just say for the ladies of the space who, are in or out of relationships, like pour into a partner that pours into you. Like there's nothing like pouring from a cup, it's gonna pour right back into you. And I think that that's what was missing for me. Like I just didn't want to step into that because I didn't want to be that kind of vulnerable. But I can't be fearful of the things that I didn't have. I have to be present in the fact that where I'm at now is if this person is good, I know that I'm good, and I need to allow that to take place. And if I am well, I can recognize wellness and offer it in a space. So it's just all
Well, I'm
like,
happy that you're at this in this space of knowing.
yeah, it's a tough
You know,
journey.
it takes a lot for us to get in this space.
Yeah.
Or knowing, and it's knowing on so many levels, like knowing better, knowing your worth, you know,
Yeah.
knowing is your inner knowing, knowing your intuition, following your intuition.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's not always easy to adhere to the path or the journey
Yeah.
of, especially when
Wellness.
that journey is something of, yeah, being uncomfortable or lonely. You know,
Yeah.
some women, we just really put up with a lot of stuff because we're really afraid of getting to know ourselves and that real deep shadow work. Like, it's so much easier, I guess, sometimes to deal with toxic situations or just not knowing your worth, just so that you don't have to even get to know yourself.
Yeah, and I think that's the importance of us talking about wellness action plans today is because we talk so much about wellness, but we don't talk about how to practically work that out. So in you sharing your plan as far as like waking up in the morning, taking your mindful walks, breastfeeding, making your healthy juice, talking to Seven out loud and narrating the day, like you're really walking out a plan for him to create a wellness plan for himself. And when I walk out my plan, I'm showing my daughter that my wellness is a priority. And it's such a priority that I implement it in everything that I do so that you don't have to worry about me because anything that I'm accomplishing, my wellness is incorporated. And I'm a trustworthy person
No,
because
this
I'm not
is,
going to be a burden.
and that's why my, like, it's like BU Beauty, because everything in BU Beauty encompasses my lifestyle, who I am. I am this, you know? So it's never a front, it's never a facade or anything that I have to put on, because I just wake up and I woke up like this, literally, you know? So
Literally.
it's like I tell my partner too, like, I am this already, but I'm really want to be diligent in my routines, because I'm really showing him the importance of having a routine when he gets older. You know, children do what they see, not what you tell them. So I have to show and prove at the end of the day.
Yeah,
So yeah,
walk it out.
sitting, well, exactly, walk it out. I'm like, I got to start doing yoga. So now I'm like, damn, I'm gonna have to sit him in his chair, but he's gonna start seeing me doing yoga, and when he's able to start moving around, he's gonna start copying me. Like,
Yeah.
you know, he's gonna see me out getting grounded in the grass, putting my feet in the grass. He's gonna want to sit and put his feet in the grass.
Yeah.
I got my crystals. He's gonna want to have his crystals. Like,
Yeah.
so I'm just excited that, you know, these children, our children, have the mothers that they do. They chose mothers like us
Yeah.
to nurture their gifts, because Lemon definitely has a lot of gifts.
Girl, you
And
saw
I
when
really
she walked in
don't.
today. She was so kind about it too. She was very respectful. She was like, you know, can I have some time? And she told me exactly what she wanted to do. She didn't want to
Right.
waste my time. She got right to it. She was like, can we X, Y, and Z for a little while before you continue your Zoom meeting? And I'm like, yeah, you know, absolutely. And I gave her a time. I gave her a boundary
Right.
because I'm not going to teach her how to impede on mine, because my work is a part of my wellness. You know what I'm saying? And my work is a part of my productivity to provide. So I'm not going to
Yeah,
allow you to dictate
so
my workflow, but I am going to make time for you, make sure you know you're important.
like when I first had exactly when I first had seven a couple weeks ago, you know, my doula was like, you know, don't do this, don't do that, whatever. And I was really wanting to, at some point, maybe it was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, to get in the kitchen. I wanted to record an episode, and she's like, no work. And I'm like, this, it's not work for me. I thoroughly enjoy doing this, and this is a part of being creative, you know what I mean? This is a part of my wellness. This is a part of my mental health. When I'm doing these things, it's like therapy for me. I don't look at it as work. And she had to keep remembering, like, okay, you know, this, it's not work for her. I didn't even stand up and do it. You know, I didn't stand up and make the products. I sat at the kitchen table and did it, you know, like, she can't stand up or whatever. So, but I did still make it a priority, because it's really something that I enjoy. And even when I have to delegate, and then figuring out that, you know, one day I won't be making these products, but this is the part of it that I really enjoy, is making the product. Like, I enjoy setting my intentions and cleansing the space before I make these products. I enjoy, you know, reading my psalms and stuff like that before I make them, and then listening to my music and the dome that it puts me in. Like, that, it's a great space. All right, this is not, that's not my titty seven. That's like, hey, hello, sorry, because he's not on the nipple. Like, he's just on it.
On the meat, he likes the comfort.
Ouch.
He likes the comfort.
Yeah, he does. I told you how he latched on Ricky the other day. It was so funny.
Hilarious.
So funny.
That's hilarious because he just wants to be close.
He got me. I was like, see, now you know how it feels.
Holding on.
He's holding on, because, you know, these babies, they will try to find a titty anywhere. But yeah, it's very much a meditative thing for me. It's very much a part of my wellness action plan, is being in the kitchen making my products. So
Yeah. Oh,
I
because so
think.
just for contrast, right? We talked about what it looks like when we're in alignment with our wellness plan. What does chaos mean to us? And what does it look like when we are erratic? And what does it look like when we're so far from our wellness action plan and that walk back to it? Because you and I have mastered it to a point where it's, like I said, it's integrated into our lifestyles, integrated into our work, is how we communicate with our loved ones. Like, I'm the same person. Like, the way I talk to you is the way I talk to my mom, the way I talk to my daughter, the way I talk to my bishop, the way I talk to my nigga. Like, I'm the same person. Well, a little softer. I got a baby stripper voice I talk to him in. I will never let you hear it because I'm a real nigga and I don't want you to catch me slipping like that. But
Baby stripper boy.
it's a baby stripper voice. It's a tiny dancer.
When my because even though I have this WAP, this extensive WAP, there's some days when I'm not really, I don't do everything in my wellness action plan, and it can still make me feel a little bit out of alignment. So, like, you know, I wasn't pulling cards for a little while, and now I'm back to pulling cards in the morning. No, I'm not. I haven't really been sharing my card pulls of the day, as in elaborating. You might see me take a picture of it, of whatever, and post it. But, you know, just kind of communing back with spirit, sitting at my altar, making sure there's a candle lit. Like, when there's no candle lit on my altar, like right now, the energy in my house feels off. It just feels out of alignment. You can just tell when you're vibrating on a certain vibration, and you pull something away from that routine, and it's unbalanced. So I start to feel unbalanced. I start to kind of revert back into like lower vibrational thinking as far as like scarcity, not realizing that my word is my wand. So I'll start like, speaking like I said, scarcity. I don't have lack, or I need, or all these things that I just know that like when I'm in alignment and I'm one with the universe, that I know that I'm protected and skillfully taken care of, but when I'm out of alignment, it's like those things get skewed. And it's like, even though you just then you all of a sudden you feel like you don't know, and then you gotta like kind of like whip yourself back into shape. So,
Ooh,
because
you
then you start
loud.
like entertaining low vibrational conversations or watching shit, you always hear me talk about, Joe Budden's podcast and shit. Like, yeah, I watch the show every day with my partner, because that's become our thing. It was his thing and it's become our thing.
Listen.
But I don't want to do it. I don't want to listen to certain things past a certain time. Like,
It's not a
I have
source
to,
for you. It's
no,
entertainment.
I don't want to start my day with that. I don't
Understood.
mind, tapping in at some point in the day, but I'm very intentional about how I start my day. And for me, starting my day with gossip and low vibrational shit, even though, they'd be having some good conversations about certain shit or whatever, but it's still low vibrational because I don't even watch the news. So it becomes like the news in some instances. And for me, if I'm not in alignment already with my day, his podcast is 3 hours long. That's 3 hours out of my day that it has become low vibrational. And now, that podcast is off, and now my boyfriend want to go to a different podcast, and it just becomes this cycle of I need you to go to work. So, I could turn on my mindfulness podcast and things that I like to listen to.
And
You
restore the
know,
balance.
I don't want to be a real nigga right now. I don't want to wake up and be a real nigga every day. Like, I want to wake up and be this goddess that I am, and you be putting me in the real nigga realm too soon. Like, no. So,
Throw me off.
you're throwing me off, literally. Yes. So,
What I will say to as far as like when I'm in chaos mode, it looks like out of alignment. It looks like the people that the I'm disconnected from from my network or my tribe, or there's discord somewhere with between me and my tribe. It looks like money wounds are coming up. It looks like work stagnation. I'm loud, right? Because my
Procrastination.
Yeah, I said work stagnation. We ain't gonna go in on how. Why are you doing me? I'm already there. Stop. It looks like me being caught up in the matrix of things. And when I say caught up in the matrix, I mean like the joke earlier. Oh, perfect timing. So the joke earlier was that I feel I've been doing so good. I haven't tapped into none of Krishan Rock's lives. And
Yes.
we cackled, but y'all gotta understand something. I love me some ratchet. I love keeping my finger on
No,
the pulse.
you are very, I mean, you are the ratchet one.
Current. I'm
You're
current.
the, no, you are. I'm not current, so you keep me current.
I'm very current, like, and I'm very
I'm in
much
the cos
ratchet,
I'm in
like,
the cosmos, and you bring me down to earth.
very much so. Listen, I'm behind. I'm telling you, I'm sitting behind my nigga, cursing out everybody who's shooting at him in Call of Duty. Like, I'm like that. Get Nikki. Get her. Get the Barb. You know, I'm there. I'm cursing out the ref in 2K. Stay, get in the paint. Get in the paint. Like I like to be current. So when I'm out of alignment, I'm not connected to my people. I'm not tapped into source, or I'm not honoring my wellness plan. Like I'm out of like my Bible time, or I'm out of my
You are
fellowships.
honoring the WAP. You
Yeah,
are
I'm not
honoring the
honoring the WAP. Like and that looks like it looks like chaos in my life. It looks like restlessness. My skin is whack. You know, my daughter's skin be whack when I'm off. Like it shows in the people around me. Like I remember a loved one of mine was contacting me. She's like, I really had a horrible week last week. And energetically and spiritually speaking, I feel like so far from you. Even though we live in different cities, I felt so far from you. And it was because I wasn't in the space where I was I was evenly keeled enough to keep checking in. You know what I
Mm-hmm.
mean? So our connection was off, and I wasn't able to support her in a certain way because I wasn't supporting myself in a certain way. So I encourage you guys to just kind of look forensically on your habits and how well they are keeping you.
Right. Yeah, because we just had a full moon. Full moons are good for releases. Not sure when this episode is going to be aired, if what the moon will be in, but in the next full moon, definitely check in with your habits and see what needs to go and write it down and burn that bitch.
This full moon did me some
Sayonara.
good. It shook me up. It made me
This full
prioritize the
moon
things that are
was
magic.
dope. Yes, it's made me, anytime the sun or the moon is in a fire sign, it's great for me. Even though Aries is always like a very volatile energy. It's very like knuck if you buck, very aggressive, because Aries
The
is a very much
Ram.
the ram, but they're the sign of war. I mean, when they're unevolved, it can be very war type energy. But when they are evolved, it's very initiative, very forward going energy. They're self-starters. They're cardinal signs, you know what I mean, as Aries. So this moon is very aggressive if you were on your lower vibrations, you know what I mean? You could have gotten to some fights or some arguments or whatever, or it could have really pushed you out of your comfort zone. And I feel like that's what it did for us.
For sure.
We had a very extensive meeting this past weekend with things that were just very much, even the conversations leading up to the full moon between you and I, which is all just very much about changes and being pushed out of our comfort zone and really taking that leap of faith and that lead in our lives. So yeah, it's been great, and I hope that we keep this momentum for this month.
Oh, we can't afford not to,
No, because as long as, and this is why it's important that we stay on our WAP, stay on our WAP, stay on our wellness action plans, because this is the only way that we're going to be able to manifest the things that we've set our intentions for earlier this month if we stay on the course. So make sure your coochie's in alignment all month long.
Yes,
So
please. And I want to actually
manifest.
engage a little bit more with people in our constituents, in our tribe. Like maybe sometime this week we could talk about all the modalities, that we engage in, because we say our meditative practice and a modality because they're respective to each person that practice them. You and I have similar and overlapping ones. That's why, we agree a lot on a lot of things because we channel the same way. So I want to engage the audience a little bit more about like what kind of modalities they're into, some of them that they're open to, and also give them some dates for some fun stuff that we have coming up before the end of the year. The way they
Yeah.
can, tap in with us and be in the same space as us while we usher them into a different realm through the form of modalities and getting back to the people like we did last August.
Definitely. Yeah, because a lot of people, they want to embark on this. They want to embark on the journey of WAPS. They want to have their wellness action plan. They want be pristine and all that stuff, but then they'll be like, oh, well, you meditate? I don't know how to meditate. Oh, you do this? I don't like, can you teach me how to do yoga? Can you teach me how to meditate? Can you teach me how to do sound healing? Like, so yeah, I guess we should have a episode of breaking down modality.
And
We can even
practical applications.
have, one of our sound healers in the tribe come on and talk about, the power of sound healing, meditation, stuff like that. So yeah, we can definitely start tapping into the different modalities.
And reintroduce you guys to our collective because I think we have a very well-rounded collective. A little bit of everybody does a little bit of everything. Bianca's well-versed in like womb healing. My modality that I cover, that I utilize very often and implemented it on my service is mirror work. My name is Joanne in the Mirror, but it's not for fun or shits and giggles. Like this is something that I implement. And sisterhood is shadow work. And shadow work is it starts with mirror work. And if you know anything about me, duh. So like if I didn't master that or if I didn't really like use that and implement that and integrate that in everything that I do, it wouldn't be as authentic as it is, and it wouldn't be as fruitful in my personal life as it would should be, you know, in everybody's. So we're just gonna give you like a little inside look on, you know, our own personal modalities and give you guys a new language to speak, because sometimes it's not everything ain't for everybody, and you might develop a hybrid of one or two things.
Be on a Patreon?
Huh?
Should that be on a Patreon?
We can start off with the names of them. We can just call them out, and then on the Patreon we can definitely record one for the Patreon of the actual activations. You know what I mean? Like, it can be, we can do a sound bath on Patreon, or we can do like a mirror work. I wouldn't mind doing a mirror workshop on Patreon. I think that'd be so fun. I haven't recorded myself doing one in like, what, 4 or 5 years now. I have to find it. I used to do it with my children. I used to do it with my Sunday school kids. Yeah,
That's
and
sweet.
we used to do affirmations. I am, you know, like, it, and the echo.
Can't be what I want to be. I can't skip
Right.
7 to start talking until he just starts saying some affirmation.
Girl, it'll come to haunt you. Let me tell you something. My daughter coming into, yo, the other day she came here quoting 2 Timothy, like dragging me.
She is hilarious, though. I love
Drag
her.
my life.
Not Second Timothy,
No,
first.
and then she want to enunciate on the action word, like approved. Like, show yourself as a work approved. That means revise, mommy. That means work it out. I'm at the application, the application, the walk through, the walk through. And I'm like, oh, I hate it here. What did I make?
Yeah, what did you make? It's hilarious. Like, y'all need your own show. I say it all the time.
No, I don't think it's for everybody. I think that for the people who know us, it'll be the experiences for. I think our existence is the protest to the mother and daughter dynamic, and we are the antidote for
I
mother
feel like you
wounds.
are me and my mom, but like younger version.
I mean, and I would hope that everybody sees that in their dynamic. Like, there's a part of us that they can, you know, learn from, and you know,
But
the fic.
because I have that fruitful relationship with my mom, I can see that in your relationship. But
It aggravates a lot of demons, Bianca.
it I was about to say that my relationship with my mom has aggravated a lot of demons in people, but also either that or they would or she would become their mom. Like they would steal her and, you know,
The way I
touch.
carry on with your mother is the way I carry on with mine, and there's no boundary.
See? Exactly. So
I was frying her. I was frying fish in her kitchen for the baby
my
shower.
mom is everybody. My mom's been everybody's mom. And I used, you know, and then I realized it's been that way because a lot of my friends didn't have moms that they could go to.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we were able to share insight on that dynamic, because it's a part that keeps you well. It's a part of your wellness
Yes, my relationship with my mom is definitely a part of my wellness action plan. She's definitely a part of my rising routine. I have to speak to her in the rising, you know, at a
I
certain
live with mine. I'm so spoiled. Like, I live with mine.
time. Bye.